What is up, party people? It is your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chimi Nene, Sung Choi Pao, Minasawa Otoni, Toshimata. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news. It's actually 8:33, but 4 o'clock news.
Hi, everyone. It's my son, my teacher. Here he is.
Ah, you don't sound as professional. I like it. I like it.
Hi, everyone. It's a Dr. Denise show.
Cut that out.
Okay.
So, yeah, as you can see from the title, my mom has shocked me for a while. I'm going to need to do some research because I don't know. This mom, like, she really shocked me. She made it past.
How did I shock you?
There's a show called Demon Slayer. If you haven't watched it, you haven't lived. And basically, it's pretty violent. I mean, all animes are pretty violent. But most animes that are good are pretty violent. And basically, there's this one called Demon Slayer. And basically, my mom made it past episode 5, which I'm surprised. And we watched the whole thing. But this mom is still too kind. It never changed her heart or anything. I'm still working on it. Like I said, I'm still working out the details. It's a work in progress, but
okay. Fine. Okay. So, first of all, thank you. I learned a lot about you. What I learned is that you prefer shows over movies. You told me that essentially shows, you get to know the characters, have character development. So one of the reasons why I was willing to watch Demon Slayer, which is an anime cartoon. Well, he does not like it when I say
it's
a cartoon.
Don't you dare say that word.
I get in trouble when I say that.
Don't you dare.
So essentially, I learned a lot about you, though. That's why I liked it. I also thought that the graphics and the art and the character development was really good. And it was really kind of exciting, like never a dull moment.
Oh, really? You thought it was exciting?
I don't like...
I thought it was too violent.
Well, I do... You know me, Karen.
I do know you.
Well, I don't like watching people get killed or things people getting killed. But in order to
understand...
But
they're not real people. It's animated.
I understand. Okay, so yay, don't... I made it through. We just finished up. And I'm glad
she made it through Demon Slayer. There really is a god. Oh, my. This... I never thought I would actually say it, but she actually did.
So what? But the other thing that was kind of cool about having a series to watch with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think one thing we've learned is I'll compromise. Because would you have ever expected that I would have agreed to that?
No, because you're just...
But what did I keep telling you was the reason why I did?
You were like, you know what? This is the exact word she told me. She was like, you know what, Kieran? Things will get tough. And I want to spend every moment with you. So let's spend this flashy moment together.
Oh, my God. Okay, so one of the characters.
Let me explain.
Okay, flashy.
Stop. I don't like. Okay, I'm not going to say that. So basically, there's this character called, in season 2, his name is Tengen Uzui. Basically, am I allowed to say, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say
okay.
That.
So this guy is total pimp. Three wives. He's got three wives, you know. He's a demon slayer, so I mean, no wonder he has three wives. You know, he's like, he's a total Chad. He's the Giga Chad, as I like to call him.
Okay. So can I say something?
Okay.
So first of all, it's always shocking when you're watching a show with your child and all
go
of a sudden,
watch it, please.
No, and all of a sudden the
Demon Slayer sponsor us.
The character
please.
Has more than one spouse. So that's like somehow this guy was a total Rico Suave
spouse.
Anime Demon Slayer. And essentially I got to learn a lot about we kind of talked about it. Like mm-hmm. And you decided you would never want more than one wife.
Should I share why?
No, it's okay.
Should I share?
Yeah, but we also, by the way, I know that there's, okay, go ahead.
Can I?
We're just having fun, everyone.
Can I say?
He's asking if he can say the word. Shit. You can say it like that.
All right, because I got to.
No, let's like. I gotta, let's, no, profanity.
One time. You said one.
With an accent.
Great. All right. So. I can finally swear like once on this show. All right. So here's why I, so basically I think in my personal opinion, I don't know if any married people are in the... All right. So basically, the reason is because, in my personal opinion, I don't know if any married couples are watching this, but I think marriage is a scam. And hold on. Let's just say, Uzui, they could take half your shit at any time. Any time. So if you have three wives, that's half your money. That's another part of your money. So you're broke. And third one will probably take your house. So it's donezo. It's curtains. So.
Oh my goodness.
You're basically screwed.
Okay. So you, I would think it's about 3 months ago. You're like, Mom, I have something I really need to tell you. And then you said, I think marriage is a bad business deal. And then I basically always like to encourage that people are free thinkers. So as I'm raising my son, he's coming up with his own unique ideas. He presents them to me. I listen to them. I don't tell him that he's wrong. So first of all, we know that this was an anime show, The Demon Slayer, and that people do not have three wives. Like, I mean, some
back some in the people days, do.
Okay. So, but we know the reality of that. So, but the fact that you and I are spending quality time watching anime, talking about these things, and actually, you know, for some people do get married, and for them, they are very happy and they're in love, usually, and they don't get divorced. I know there's a very high divorce rate, so I get it. But I just want to also say that the balancing, and that you and I talk about, is that some people find someone that they trust so much, and that there's no issues with the money, and it can go really right. So I understand, though.
1% of the time.
Okay. Well, okay. So is there anything else you want to talk about
before we wrap up? If you haven't watched anime, I recommend some for you.
Wait a second. These aren't kids, though. So
so these parents will tell them their kids, and I'm gonna share some that you need to watch. All right.
No, can I just say something?
What?
I'm fine with you giving recommendations, but one thing I want to say is that one of the most important things is you're saying listen to your kids. So if you have a kid, depending on what age they are, and they want to watch a show, even if you don't want to watch it as a parent, wouldn't you want to talk about that I was being a bit flexible?
Cool. So, okay. Basically, there's a few I would like to recommend. And so there are three. Demon Slayer, obviously. And then Attack on Titan. And then Tokyo Ghoul. And after you watch that, come back to me and tell me.
Can I tell you the other reason why I like Demon Slayer?
Huh.
Okay. So first of all, there's the demons and then there's the demon slayers. And there's different levels of ability.
Oh, I'm explaining this. You're bad. You're bad at it.
I was going to explain why I like it, though.
Mom, I've watched it 7 times. You've watched it once.
Can I talk about good versus evil?
Yeah.
The good versus evil. Go ahead. I like that there's good versus evil, kind of like Star Wars. What I also like is the fact that they talk about values, honor, respect, family. Okay, your turn.
Okay, so here's why I like it. Because the good guys don't always win. That's what I usually like about. Anyway, no! Let me tell you guys something. In movies and stuff, the good guys always win. That's why. It doesn't make sense. The good guys shouldn't always win. That makes the plot boring and you already know what's going to happen. Like, in Star Wars, in like every single battle, I'm like, okay, the good guy's gonna win. Well, like, it doesn't keep you guessing. It's so
okay,
boring.
So I think that could be a whole other show about the good guys don't always win.
This is getting to 10 minutes, okay. But the 10 minute mark is the ad revenue mark. Just saying, for YouTube anyway.
Oh my gosh, you're so fun. Okay, can we gotta wrap up. So do you wanna explain the quote, things are about to get flashy, and what that was about? We didn't do that.
Okay, so Uzui, his thing are things about to get flashy. And
it's a character, a demon slayer that rocked this whole like last season.
Ah, so you like him? You liked him?
I thought he was bad. Bad arsh. Okay, go.
And she let me only curse once.
Okay.
Wow.
So what did he say that was funny? Let's end up with
things
funny.
Are about to get flashy. You know. Pretty.
Things are about to get flashy. No. You said it even better before.
All right. See ya, guys. Bye. You know. We okay, already,
guys, quality time.
We
with
hit
your
the
kids.
Ad revenue mark, so there's no reason of continuing. She didn't pay me, Demi.
I didn't pay him.
Yeah. But she's going to, because I'll make her millions!
Oh my gosh.